50 years. I'm Dick Iuliano.
The Proof Catholic University says it's given a judge to show it owns an iconic Wizard of Oz dress. I'm Mike Murillo.
Asian stocks tanking this morning after a bad day on Wall Street. 5 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There's new hope for parents struggling to find formula to feed their babies.
The yeas are 413, the nays are 9.
Late last night, lawmakers in the House voted to change rules requiring parents in the government's WIC program to buy cheaper brands. They've also passed $28 million in funding for the FDA aimed at preventing future shortages. And President Biden is taking a new step. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
He's invoking the Defense Production Act, the same law that was used by the Trump administration to hasten the production of ventilators and other personal protective equipment during the pandemic. In this case now, the president's ordering manufacturers to make some of the key ingredients for baby formula and provide them to formula manufacturers first before anyone else.
A gut punch to investors as the markets closed. The Dow lost more than 1,100 points, amplifying fears of a recession as inflation catches up with a couple of the country's biggest retailers. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Broadly speaking, when you think about Target and Walmart, they're bellwethers for consumers. And that means their performance pretty much dragged down all the other retailers and the broader market.
Target shares fell 25%. The 18-year-old suspect in the top supermarket massacre is scheduled to make another court appearance today after pleading not guilty to first-degree murder. More from correspondent Jerika Duncan in Buffalo.
New York's attorney general announced she is launching investigations into social media companies in connection to the attack. Those companies include Twitch, 4chan, 8chan, and Discord, where the accused gunman posted plans about this mass shooting about 30 minutes before he entered this area.
In Ukraine, buses accompanied by Russian military vehicles carried more Ukrainian soldiers away from the Mariupol steel plant. The Red Cross says it's registered hundreds of them as prisoners of war. The U.S. reporting its first case of monkeypox this year. The man's hospitalized at Mass General in Boston after traveling to Canada. Dr. Eric Chenoy is one of his doctors.
It is a rare infection, originally identified in the 1950s in monkeys and then the first human case in 1970.
Diagnosis comes on the heels of reported clusters in Canada and Europe. New class action lawsuit wants to know,
where's the beef?
Wendy's and McDonald's are accused of undercooking their cheeseburgers to make them look as much as 20% bigger than they really are. S&P futures are down 47. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
5:03, and it is Thursday morning, the 19th of May. Showers this morning, but watch, we've got sun coming, humid, and highs near 85. Good morning. I'm Joan Jones, along with Bruce Allen, and the top local stories we're following this hour. Montgomery County is in the midst of a process to reimagine police. Well, it turns out part of that effort to reform the ranks includes what police officers are wearing.
Montgomery County Executive Mark Elrich says there are discussions about updating the look of the county's police force. Currently, Montgomery County police officers have a black uniform.
There's a pretty broad consensus that the black uniforms are intimidating.
Elrich said the county's discussed changing the color of the uniforms with the Fraternal Order of Police. Inside Higher Ed reports that police departments on college campuses have switched to uniforms that are designed to make officers appear more approachable. Elrich says the cost of changing uniforms could run over $1 million. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Attorney General Merrick Garland met with Supreme Court officials and the Justice Department to discuss ongoing security for the justices. Last week, Garland ordered the U.S. Marshals to provide around-the-clock security at the homes of all justices as protesters gathered outside homes. Well, yesterday's meeting, attendees there talked about coordinating security efforts, intelligence sharing, and technical support. It comes on the heels of a Department of Homeland Security warning that threats against certain justices include murder and burning down or storming the Supreme Court building. Well, the COVID case rate in Anne Arundel County has tripled over the last month, and it's leading to mask recommendations in certain schools.
If at least 5% of a school's population has COVID, Anne Arundel County Superintendent George Arlotto is requesting that everyone at the school wear a mask indoors.
Students and staff at such schools will be asked to wear masks for 10 calendar days.
And they'll all be given at-home COVID tests. Arlotto says it's not a mandate, but a request in an effort to minimize the risk of outbreaks and avoid having to go back to virtual learning.
We should do everything we can to keep students in classrooms where we know the best instruction and learning takes place.
Nick Einelli, WTOP News.
When it comes to commuting to work in the D.C. region, the car is still the king. A new study has found the simple fact has not changed over the past 50 years.
The Center for Washington Area Studies says in 1970, about 80% of Washington area commuters got to work by car.
That's about the same in 1980. It's about the same in 2000 and about the same today.
The study's co-author, Leo Brooks, says public transportation accounts for almost 15% of commuting, and that's changed little over the past 50 years. Urban commuters use public transit the most, but Brooks says it's growing outside the city.
The big growth in ridership share is coming in the suburban and exurban areas.
Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
Well, turns out the signs along the 20-mile stretch of Route 210 in Maryland are not going to change after all. Our news partners at NBC4 report state lawmakers passed a bill, and Governor Larry Hogan signed it, that only dedicates that road as Piscataway Highway, but it doesn't officially change the name from Indian Head Highway. The Maryland Department of Transportation confirms that it has changed the designation, but will not be changing the name on maps or signs or on GPS. Lawmakers say they're trying to figure out where the breakdown happened. Coming up here right after traffic and weather, the feud over who owns Dorothy's dress gets a court hearing. It's 5:07.
The broadest range of breakthrough technology solutions, Microsoft Azure for Government is the choice for classified missions. Built for government agencies and their partners, unlock insights, build new capabilities, and empower collaboration in secret and top secret environments. Microsoft Azure is built for national security missions, combining cloud-native capability with classified networks, hybrid and multi-cloud, to create a developer-friendly platform that is ready anywhere and secure everywhere. Visit MicrosoftFederal.com. That's MicrosoftFederal.com.
We're not sure which companies need to hear this, but the perks that used to work to get the best employees are now, well, kind of lame. Look, a home office beats a corner office any day of the week, but if we have to come in, a vanpool ride to and from work makes it a little less painful. Not to mention getting some cars off the road is way better for the environment. It all begs the question, if you're not offering a vanpool option for your best employees, how do you know they are the best employees? Learn more at vanpoolalliance.org.
It's 5:08. Michael.